The federal government is expected to formally declare a shortage on the Colorado River later this summer, which would trigger automatic cutbacks. For Arizona, that would mean an 18% reduction in the amount of Colorado River water it gets. Much of that water goes to agriculture in the state, but cities could feel the impact too in the form of higher water prices. And that, in turn, could potentially affect those cities' credit ratings. My co-host Mark Brody spoke more about that with Terry Wenk, a credit analyst with Fitch Ratings, which has analyzed this. And he asked, since this seems like a pretty basic economic issue with less supply and equal or more demand, what went into the conclusion Fitch drew?
Our primary focus is where the water is coming from, right? The Colorado River is in a drought. And under the drought contingency plan, Arizona will, you know, face the greatest impact of that. And the water from the Colorado River is handled through the Central Arizona Project. And CAP will be getting less water. It's an economic situation. So as, you know, they have a lot of fixed costs, as they have less water, but they still have fixed costs, the cost that they have to pass on to the retailers will likely go up. And that's what they've been signaling for several years, ever since they entered into the drought contingency plan.
What is the relationship between rates going up and the kind of rating that an entity might get from an organization like yours?
Right. So we look at the wholesale provider, which would be the Central Arizona Water Conservation District, as well as the municipal retail providers who were to provide water directly to the taps of the residents in their communities. And so the way we would look at that is if those retail entities, those municipalities, as their costs go up to purchase water, how will they handle that? Will they raise rates, which is definitely a possibility to generate more revenue to cover costs? Will they use less of the CAP water, the Colorado River water, or do they have reserves in place? So there's a variety of tools strategies that can be put into place by each individual municipality. And from our perspective, we would look at those on an individual basis. We would look to see if the rate increases would ultimately pressure the underlying customers. That's one thing we would look at in our rating. We would also look at the growing operating costs that might be related to purchasing CAP water as it gets more expensive. So those are some aspects of the individual underlying municipalities we would look to.
So for those municipalities, from your perspective, are there particular tools that they could use that would have less of an impact or maybe a less negative impact on the rating that they get from Fitch?
I suppose, yeah, we would like to see how they utilize those tools. Do they have reserves in place? Have they been saving up money to handle this, kind of expected increase? You know, it's been known that it would be a possibility for a while now. What would they look to? Would they incrementally raise rates to not be as much of a burden on their ratepayers? Would they be able to handle an initial? Would they be able to absorb the costs initially and then slowly raise rates to be more of an implemented approach on rate increases? We would look to that. Do they have funds in place, like a rate stabilization fund is something that is common. Have they saved up money to be able to handle this and smooth any potential large rate increases? Something else is, could they use groundwater? Do they have banked water credits? Arizona has a banking system where maybe you've purchased additional water that hasn't been used and you've put it in a savings account, let's say. They've banked that water. Is that something they can, you know, rely on now while the shortage is in place? And then, you know, hopefully the allocations return to a tier one and, you know, they can resume a lower cost of purchased water.
It's interesting what you said about this being an expected situation that, you know, a lot of folks have seen this coming. And I wonder how that's different from your organization's perspective than something that sort of came out of the blue, either a natural disaster or some other kind of economic issue that maybe we didn't see coming.
Right. Like a pandemic, maybe.
Right.
Right. So a lot of what we would look to is, how is the municipality run? Do they keep reserves or, funds in place to handle these situations? you know, having operating reserves, rate stabilization reserves, funds in reserve to handle these one-offs or these planned situations, that would definitely be a strength in our eyes, than those being caught off guard and, you know, having to raise rates at a higher pace or a larger pace than they had maybe expected.
It's interesting because so often when we talk about water and the Colorado River, it's an environmental and sort of a lifestyle conversation in terms of the amount of conservation that's needed, the amount of growth that happens. And, you know, sometimes at the end, there's sort of an economic factor, but usually as it relates to growth or, you know, businesses moving here or people moving here, I just think it's kind of interesting that cities especially need to be thinking about this kind of issue from a ratings perspective, because that affects a lot of other non-water related things that they might need and want to do.
No, very true. You know, the better your rating, the better your interest rates, you know, that will help you issue debt to supply and meet that growth demand, you know, to put in debt-related infrastructure that may be needed. And yes, Arizona has definitely been a rapidly growing area in the past several decades.
You write in your report about how Arizona, you know, the cutbacks, at least initially, will hit Arizona harder than some of the other states in the Colorado River Basin. But I'm wondering if what you found here might be applicable in other states in terms of needing to raise water rates and cities and other entities maybe needing to look after their ratings as well based on that.
Yes, definitely. I mean, it can be a you know, a planning tool, taking these things into consideration, keeping an eye out on the next large cost, planning for the future really is a huge part of it.
Terry Wank is a credit analyst with Fitch Ratings.